Hi, Mike. How
Hello.
are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Hi, my STEM listeners. So today I have Mr. Mike. He has the NJ Bubble Parties. He's been a part of a lot of STEM Academy's special moments, and he's been a part of a lot of other children's special moments, from schools to camps to even birthday parties. So I'm going to jump right on in. What made you start your bubble and child party business, Mike?
Well, about 3 years ago, I was sitting at my desk wondering what I can do to help bring smiles to more and more people. I've been a DJ for well over 30 years, and I was thinking about the untapped markets, and one of them were ch children from, basically toddlers to about 10 years old. And I came up with the idea of doing bubbles.
I love that. And what you say, you were looking at the area of what's kind of been untouched. So you've been working with kids doing DJs, and doing the bubbles, but what made you geared toward children? Because you could make adults smile too, but what was the niche for children specifically?
Well, it really was an untapped market. As a DJ, you were basically, the youngest group you were playing for or entertaining would be communion age, around 8 years old. But that left the children that were from, toddlers till eight with nothing to do and no one to entertain them except, I guess, clowns or magicians. So I went after that market.
Love that. And why bubbles?
Oh, bubbles make everybody smile.
They do. I love looking at your website and you see just like all the kids just dying of laughter and so many happy faces because of the bubbles. What would you say is the science behind the bubbles? Because we are STEM, so we're gonna throw a little science at you.
Well, the wow, the science behind the bubbles. Well, bubbles are basically, a couple of different things. It's water, it's air, and it's soap. And we're capturing little pockets, or in some cases, when I do the giant bubbles, big pockets of air, and creating these little magical spheres of wonderfulness that float through the sky and change colors based on sunlight. And it's so cool that you can use a square wand or a triangular wand, yet the bubbles, because of surface tension and wanting to always be the smallest shape they can be, always form circles or spheres.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was really actually, I even learned a little something from that.
And I'll give you a little trick you can do. Bubbles love to be wet. They love humid days and drizzly days. And if you want to have a little test, blow a bubble and try and catch it in your bare hand. And as soon as it touches your hand, it'll pop. But if you wet your hand and blow a bubble, you can actually catch and hold the bubble.
Wow, we have to do that here in STEM. I never knew that, Mike.
Absolutely. Bubbles do not like dry. They love wet.
I love that. I did not know that. That's really interesting, actually. So I'm going to ask you the next question. What would you say are some of the best highlights as, working for your company?
Well, we bring smiles. In this day, with what's going on in the world, people aren't smiling as much. They're not getting to be joyful and enjoy life and enjoy going outside and having fun. So for us, we love to go around and spread smiles. And even though a lot of or most of our bubble events are for children, we also have done events for 70th birthday parties and 50th wedding anniversaries, all with bubbles and some music.
Wow.
And it just makes people happy.
I could definitely see that. Oh, I love the idea of bubbles at a wedding. So what would you say has been like the biggest show for you and the smallest out of your entire career?
Out of my entire career, including DJing.
Yeah, even including DJ, because I think that definitely has to go in with the involvement of your company. You blast some great music along with those bubbles.
Well, I think the biggest event I ever performed at was about 8,000 people at a fair, basically, where I was sharing the stage with radio DJs.
Wow.
And they decided about 15 minutes in, because it was running a little late, to leave and left me as the MC and the DJ for the entire event of 8,000 people, and we just turned it into a big party.
You took over, Mike.
I had no choice. The smallest party or event I did actually was about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was doing one of our bubble drive-ups, and it was for one little boy named Liam, who was turning 8, I believe. And it was just him and I, one-on-one, having fun.
Oh, how special is that?
So it doesn't matter to me whether it's one-on-one or one-on-8,000. My job and my goal and role in life is to make people smile. So if I can do it for one little boy who needs it, or 8,000 who want it, that's what I do.
Awesome. And how do school shows differ from camp shows, or even vary from home shows that you do?
Well, we have a couple of different options for the bubbles. At camps or schools, we usually do something called a bubble dance party, which is a combination of bubbles and age-appropriate music, whether it's Baby Shark or Tootie Ta or Hold Your Head, and it's a non-stop 1 hour fast-paced fun activity where we show the kids how to do their own bubble wands, or something we call bubble canos. And we just make it interactive. Another thing that we do is our giant bubble show, which is something that you probably see online, where we come out and we do giant bubbles, almost the size of a school bus, if not larger.
Yeah.
And another thing, we do two other things. We do a bubble workshop where we spend the time and do a hands-on approach and show the children how to make their own bubble solution, how to make their own wands, how to do some of the tricks. And we have a bubble show where we actually perform and show them all the wonderful things that we can do with bubbles, including putting children inside of a bubble.
Oh my gosh, how fun is that? Mike, next time you come to STEM, I'm going to be the first person you put in a bubble.
I would be more than happy to put you in a bubble.
So also, you know, my next question for you, which you kind of already picked up on, was home activities families can do with bubbles. And I love that you said you do a hands-on learning approach, because that's what STEM Academy is all about. And you said that you can make your own solution, which I think is very sciencey. So can you kind of explain about that to our families?
Sure. You can do a couple of different things. You can buy Dawn dishwashing detergent, works best. You get Dawn, you get water. And if you want your bubbles to last longer, one of the secret ingredients is on your supermarket shelf. It's corn syrup.
Mm.
If you add a little corn syrup to the Dawn dishwashing detergent and the water, your bubbles will last longer. It builds up, I believe it's a polymer, and it'll actually make the bubble thicker. So wow. It'll last longer.
We have to try that here. So thank you for that, because I'm excited to try that one.
If you have access, you can get glycerin.
Okay.
And glycerin is actually even better than the corn syrup.
And that's what keeps it together?
Yeah, it'll last longer. You'll notice if you blow a bubble without it and blow a bubble with it, it'll actually be a noticeable difference.
Wow, I love that. And what is your favorite part of your job?
That's easy. The reactions of the people.
Yeah, I can tell that you're like me. Like, I love the feedback, or I love seeing people just happy. It's like you kind of like feed off of that energy. It keeps you going.
You can't help but feed off the energy. You know, when I get to an event, and especially with little children, they're hesitant because they don't know who I am and I might be wearing a crazy hat. Yeah, they look at me and they're afraid to come near me. And as soon as the bubbles start, they just open up. They can't wait to pop the bubbles or play with the bubbles or look at them. And I show them how to make bubbles with their hands. And they just change. And the funny thing is, I love it, but I feel horrible at the end when they're sad that I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I did something good, but I feel bad. I had one mother text me a week after her party saying, every night when her 3-year-old goes to bed, he asks when I'm coming back.
Aww.
And I almost want to cry, but it just makes, you know, I feel good that I made an impression.
Of course. But then you're sad because little buddy wants you back.
Absolutely.
And my last question for you, Mr. Mike, is if you were not doing entertainment, DJing, parties, what else do you think you'd be doing?
You know, it's so funny. I can't think of myself doing anything but working with people. Maybe a teacher, maybe okay. Somebody that had the opportunity to shape somebody, shape their minds. I've always, even as a young child, I remember coming home from school and I would walk past a nursing home. And one day I went in and I asked if I can volunteer. And I would just sit and talk with the elderly folks there and push them around in their wheelchairs and just give them some companionship and company. So I've always been that type of person that wanted to brighten up somebody's day.
So Mr. Mike is a hands-on type of person. I love to hear that. Love to hear that.
Just the way I was raised.
Yeah, I appreciate your time so much. I hope everyone enjoyed this conversation. I certainly did. I definitely learned more than I thought I would within this conversation too. So everyone, please check out NJ Bubble Parties. They have Facebook. Do you have Instagram as well, Mr. Mike? You can go ahead and share where they can follow you, where they can reach you.
I do. NJ Bubble Parties on Instagram as well.
Okay. And and on there, guys, he does parties. He shows up. He's done a lot of great things for STEM Academy. I always look forward to having you with us. So thank you again for your time and sharing your story and a science project, too.
Oh, my pleasure. And if you need more, let me know. I have plenty of tips.
Of course. All right, STEM. So this was our episode 21. And keep your ears open for our next episode. Stay tuned and everyone have a great day. Bye.
Bye.